Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Madhyalila, chapter 5, the activities of Sakshi Gopal. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the following summary of the 5th chapter in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. After passing through Yajapura, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached the town of Cuttack and there went to see the temple of Sakshi Gopal. And while there, Lord Chaitanya heard the story of Sakshi Gopal from the mouth of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Once there were two brahmanas, one elderly and the other young, who were inhabitants of a place known as Vidyanagara. After touring many places of pilgrimage, the two brahmanas finally reached Vrindavan. The elderly brahmana was very satisfied with the service of the younger brahmana, and so the elderly brahmana wanted to offer the younger brahmana his own youngest daughter in marriage. The young brahmana received the promise of this elder brahmana before the Gopal deity of Vrindavan, and so he requested that the Gopal deity act as a witness if necessary. But when the two brahmanas returned to Vidyanagara, the younger brahmana raised the question of the marriage, but the elderly brahmana, due to obligations to his friends and wife, answered that he could not quite remember his promise. Because of this, the young brahmana returned to Vrindavan, narrating the whole story before Gopalaji. Thus, Gopalaji, being obliged by the young man's devotional service, accompanied him to southern India. Gopalaji followed the young brahmana, who could hear the tinkling sound of Gopalaji's ankle bells. And when all the respectable gentlemen of Vidyanagara were assembled, Gopalaji testified to the promise of the elderly brahmana, and thus the marriage was performed. Later, the king of that country constructed a fine temple for Gopal. Afterwards, King Purushottama Dev of Orisha was insulted by the king of Cuttack, who refused to give him his daughter in marriage, calling him simply a sweeper of Lord Jagannath. And with the help of Lord Jagannath, King Purushottama Dev fought the king of Cuttack and defeated him. Thus, Purushottama Dev took charge of both the king's daughter and the state of Cuttack as well. At that time, Gopalaji, being very much obligated by the devotional service of King Purushottama Dev, was brought to the town of Cuttack. After hearing this wonderful narration, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Gopal in great ecstasy of love of God. From Cuttack, Lord Chaitanya went to Bhubaneswar and saw the temple of Lord Shiva. In this way, Lord Chaitanya gradually arrived at Kamalapura, and on the banks of the Bhargi River, Lord Chaitanya came to the temple of Lord Shiva, where Lord Chaitanya entrusted his sannyas staff to Nityananda Prabhu. However, Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three pieces, throwing it into the Bhargi River at a place known as Atharanala. Being angry at not getting back his staff, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the company of Nityananda and went alone to see the Jagannath temple. Pad Vyang Chalan Ya Pratima Swarupo Brahmanya Devo Hi Shataha Gamyam De Shang Ya Yao Viprakrate Adbhute Hung Tung Sakshi Gopalam Ahung Natosmi. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Brahmanyadeva. He appeared as Sakshi Gopal to benefit a brahmana. For 100 days, Sakshi Gopal traveled throughout the country, walking on his own legs. Thus, the activities of Sakshi Gopala are indeed wonderful. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Walking and walking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his party finally arrived at Yajapura on the river Vaitarani. And there, Lord Chaitanya saw the temple of Varahadev offering his obeisances unto Krishna in his form as a divine boar. In the temple of Varahadeva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in chanting and dancing and offering prayers. Lord Chaitanya passed that night in the temple of Varahadeva. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the town of Cuttack to see the temple of the witness Gopal. And when Lord Chaitanya saw the deity of Gopal, Lord Chaitanya was very much pleased by Gopala's beauty. While there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in chanting and dancing for some time. And being overwhelmed, Lord Chaitanya offered many prayers to Gopal. That night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the temple of Gopal, and along with all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya heard the narration of the witness Gopal with great pleasure. For previously, when Nityananda Prabhu had toured all over India in order to see different places of pilgrimage, Nitai also had come to see Sakshi Gopal at Cuttack. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu heard the story of Sakshi Gopal from the townspeople. Nityananda now recited this story again, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the narration with great pleasure. And so, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the narration of Gopal's activities. Both Lord Chaitanya and his personal devotees became very pleased. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting before the Gopal deity, all the devotees saw Lord Chaitanya and the deity as being of the same form. They were of the same complexion, and both had gigantic bodies. Both wore saffron cloth, and both were very grave. The devotees saw that both Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gopal were brilliantly effulgent, and both had eyes like lotus flowers. They were both absorbed in ecstasy, and both their faces resembled full moons. When Nityananda saw the Gopal deity and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way, Nityananda began to exchange remarks with the devotees, all of whom were smiling. Thus, with great pleasure, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night in the temple. After seeing the Mangala Arati ceremony early in the morning, Lord Chaitanya then started on his journey. In his book Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has vividly described the places visited by Lord Chaitanya on the way to Bhuvaneshwar. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Kamalapura, Lord Chaitanya took bath in the Bargi Nadi River, leaving his sannyas staff in the hands of Lord Nityananda. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Lord Shiva, known as Kapota Ishwar, Nitai, who was keeping Lord Chaitanya's sannyas staff in custody, broke the staff in three parts, throwing it into the river Bhargi Nadi, Later, this river became known as Dandabhanga Nadi. After seeing the temple of Jagannath from a distant place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately became ecstatic. After offering obeisances to the temple, Lord Chaitanya began dancing in the ecstasy of love of God. All the devotees became ecstatic in the association of Lord Chaitanya, and thus, absorbed in love of God, they were dancing and singing while going along the main road. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed, cried, danced, and made many ecstatic vibrations and sounds. Although the temple was only 6 miles away, to Lord Chaitanya the distance seemed thousands of miles. Thus, walking and walking, Lord Chaitanya eventually arrived at the place known as Ataranala, for at the entrance to Jagannath Puri is a bridge with 18 arches known as Ataranala. Atara means 18. Arriving there, Lord Chaitanya expressed external consciousness, speaking to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had thus regained external consciousness, Lord Chaitanya asked Nityananda Prabhu, "Now, please return my sannyas staff." "Oh my Lord, it has been broken into 3 parts. For when you fell down in ecstasy, I caught you. But both of us together fell upon the staff. Thus the staff broke under our weight. Where the pieces have gone, well, I just cannot say. Certainly it is because of my offense that your staff was broken. So now you can punish me on this account as you think proper." After hearing this story about how his staff had been broken, Lord Chaitanya expressed a little sadness, and displaying a bit of anger, began speaking as follows: "You have all benefited me by bringing me to Nilachala. However, my only possession was that one staff, and you have not kept it. So all of you should go before or behind me to see Lord Jagannath, for I shall not go with you." Mukunda Dutt then told Lord Chaitanya, "My Lord, you should go ahead and allow all the others to follow. We shall not go with you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began walking very swiftly before all the other devotees. But no one could understand the real purpose of the two lords, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nitai Prabhu. For the devotees could not understand why Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff. Why did Lord Chaitanya permit Nitai to do so? Or why, after permitting Nitai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry? This pastime of the breaking of the sannyas staff is very deep. Only one whose devotion is fixed upon the lotus feet of the two lords can understand it. The glories of Lord Gopal, who is merciful to brahmanas, are very great. This narration of Sakshi Gopal was spoken by Nityananda Prabhu and heard by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who hears this narration of Sakshi Gopal with faith and love very soon attains the lotus feet of Lord Gopal. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In his book Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya Khanda, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has very nicely described Lord Chaitanya's journey en route to Cuttack. On that journey, Lord Chaitanya visited a place known as Balihasta or Balakati Chati. Lord Chaitanya then visited the city of Bhuvaneshwar, where Lord Shiva's temple is located. The temple of Bhuvaneshwar is situated about 5 to 6 miles from Balakati Chati, The temple of Lord Shiva is mentioned in the Skanda Purana in a narration about Lord Shiva's garden and the one mango tree. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a narration about a king named Kashiraj who wanted to fight with Lord Krishna, and consequently, Kashiraj took shelter of Lord Shiva in order to acquire the power to fight Krishna. And being pleased with his worship, Lord Shiva helped Kashiraj fight Krishna. One of Lord Shiva's names is Ashutosha, which indicates that Lord Shiva is very easily satisfied when one worships him, regardless of the purpose. And Lord Shiva gives his devotee whatever benediction the devotee wants. Therefore, people are generally very fond of worshipping Lord Shiva. Kashiraj was thus helped by Lord Shiva, but in his fight with Lord Krishna, Kashiraj was not only defeated, but killed. In this way, the weapon known as Pashupata Astra was baffled, and consequently, Krishna set fire to the city of Kashi. Later, Lord Shiva became conscious of his mistake in helping Kashiraj, and so Ashutosh begged Lord Krishna's forgiveness, and as a benediction from Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva received a place known as Ekamra Kanana. Later, the kings of the Keshari dynasty established their capital there, and for many hundreds of years they reigned over the state of Orisha. The mystery of the sannyas danda of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been nicely explained by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the order of sannyas from a Mayavadi sannyasi. The Mayavadi sannyasis generally carry one staff or danda. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's absence, Srila Nityananda Prabhu broke that staff into three parts, throwing it into the river, which was later to be known as Danda Bhanga Nadi. In the sannyas order, there are four divisions, Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Hamsa, and Paramahamsa. Only when the sannyasi remains on the Kutichaka and Bahudaka platforms can he carry a staff. However, when one is elevated to the status of Hamsa or Paramahamsa, after touring and preaching the bhakti cult, one must give up the sannyas staff. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. It is therefore said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Two personalities, Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, are combined in the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, considering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be an extraordinary person, Nityananda Prabhu did not wait for the Paramahamsa stage. Nitai reasoned that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is automatically on the Paramahamsa stage. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya does not need to carry the sannyas danda. This is the reason Sri Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three pieces and threw it into the water. The word Deula refers to the temple where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated. The present temple of Jagannath Puri was constructed by King Ananga Bhim. Historians say this temple must have been constructed at least 2,000 years ago. During the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the small buildings surrounding the original temple had not yet been constructed, nor was the high platform in front of the temple present during the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu considered Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of sannyas to be useless. Lord Nitai therefore relieved Lord Chaitanya the trouble of carrying the sannyas staff. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though, expressed anger because Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach all other sannyasis that they should not give up the staff before attaining the platform of Paramahansa. Seeing that the regulative principles could be slackened by such action, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to carry the staff personally. However, Nityananda broke it, and for this reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed a little anger. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, Yad yad acharati shreshtas, tat tat evetaro jana. Whatever great people do, others follow. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to follow the Vedic principles strictly in order to save inexperienced neophytes who might try to imitate Paramahansas. So one who understands Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda in reality can understand their identity as well as the breaking of the sannyas staff. All the previous acharyas, being induced to engage themselves fully in the service of the Lord, gave up all attachment for material life and thus accepted the sannyas staff, which signifies full engagement of the mind, speech and body in the service of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the regulative principles of the renounced order of life. That is completely clear. However, in the Paramahansa stage, there is no need to accept a danda or staff. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was certainly in the Paramahansa stage. Nonetheless, to indicate that everyone should take sannyas at the end of life, in order to engage fully in the service of the Lord, even Paramahansas like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his confidential devotees follow the regulative principles unfailingly. Indeed, that was Lord Chaitanya's purpose. Nityananda Prabhu, who is Lord Chaitanya's eternal servitor, believed that there was no need for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to carry the sannyas staff. And so, to declare to the world that Lord Chaitanya was above all regulations, Nitai broke the staff into three pieces. This pastime, known as Danda Bhanga Leela, is therefore explained by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Finally, there are four points of instruction one should consider in this story of Sakshi Gopal. First, the Archavigraha, the deity of Sri Gopal, is eternally Satchid Ananda Vigraha, the transcendental form of the Lord. Secondly, the deity surpasses material regulative principles and extends the reality of transcendental principles. Third, one can be situated in a transcendental position after becoming a Brahmana, but as a Brahmana, one has to follow the regulative principles very strictly. Lastly, the words Brahmanyadev indicate Lord Sri Krishna himself, who is worshipped in the following mantra. Namo Brahmanyadevaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. This prayer indicates that a devotee who is under the protection of Krishna is automatically situated as a Brahmana, and such a Brahmana is not illusioned. This is factual. recorded October 17, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namami Shwarang Sachid Ananda Rupang Lasat Kundalang Gokule Vrajamanam. Yashoda Biyolukalad Dhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Drutya Gopya. Namami Shwarang Sachid Ananda Rupang Lasat Kundalango Hule Brajamanam. Yashoda Biyolukaladhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Grutya Gopya. Namami Shwarang Sachid Ananda Rupang Lasat Kundalang Gokule Vrajamanam. Yashoda Biyolukaladhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantato Drutya Gopya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I bow down to the Supreme Controller, whose form is composed of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, whose earrings play and swing, and who is splendorously manifest in Gokula. But Krishna is in fear of his mother, Yashoda Devi, and so Krishna gets down from the wooden rice-grinding mortar and runs away. However, that gopi, Sri Yashoda, very much quickly chasing after Krishna, finally catches him from the back.